Turn to page 170. So I learned two very interesting things about Be'an Arachet, which we'll sing after we take the Torah out of the Ark. I've already taught you the main idea of Be'an Arachet, which is, you know, the Aramaic for the word Torah is the Hebrew word for light or energy. And so if you're speaking Aramaic and you refer to the Torah, you use the Hebrew word for light, ora, as the word. So that this mystical prayer is we're taking out not just Torah, but we'll play on the pun, and we'll say, oh, we're also taking out the aura. We're taking out light. May we be enlightened. May God's energy enlighten us. Again, it's a basic reference to the fact that Torah study builds the world, and that prayer and Torah study are the two parts. Prayer, Torah study, and ethics are the three pillars of Judaism. And so, may we be enlightened by the light of Torah. Okay, we all learned that. But I learned two interesting things about Be'an Arachet. One is, you'll notice on the side, it says, it's from the Zohar. It's from the main Kabbalistic, mystical book of Judaism. It's actually not. So last week, we had a chance to study with Danny Matt, who is the main Kabbalah translator and scholar in the world. And he said, one of the things I learned about Be'an Arachet is he collected all of the manuscripts of the Zohar in the world. And there are hundreds of manuscripts of, it's like 12th, 13th century Zohar in the world. And you notice that Be'an Arachet wasn't in them. So the first thing we know is that Be'an Arachet is actually not from the Zohar. It was written probably to be sung at this time in the Torah service, and they pretended it was in the Zohar. So number one, it was written to be like, by the way, why are we singing this? It was in the Zohar, and we know how important the Zohar is. And they just faked it. So they faked the fact that it's not in the Zohar. Okay, but it says right there it's in the Zohar because it got put in the Zohar because everyone said, well, you know that song we sing is in the Zohar. So they stuck it in the Zohar. Later editions of the Zohar. Okay, so that's one thing. The next thing is, the second thing I wanted to teach you out of two is this main idea where it says, I am a servant of the Holy One whom I revere and whose precious Torah I revere. Not on mortals do I rely, not on mortals, nor on angels do I rely, but on the God of heaven. So, if we can find that in the Aramaic, it's the second paragraph. Ana avda, I'm the servant, tikud shabrichu, of the Kadosh Baruch Hu, of God. Zisagidna kame, and whom I revere. Umikadme dikar oraita, there's the aura of Torah, b'chol iden v'idan. I rely on the light of Torah in all times, b'chol all times. So, lo al enash rachitzna, v'la al, and here's the word. So, lo al, that's the, I don't rely on mortals. Lo al enash rachitzna, I'm not going to rely on mortals. V'la, and I'm not, al bar elahim. You know what bar is Aramaic for what? For ben. So like when you do your Hebrew name, I'm Nadav bar Yitzchak or Nadav ben Yitzchak. So what is a bar? A son. And what's the Aramaic word Elohim look like? What Hebrew word does Elohim look like? Elohim. So what is a bar Elohim? Son of God. So now, why do you think we sing this what's the second meaning besides the light of God and the light of Torah enlightening us? Why do you think this got stuck in the medieval period after the exile of the Jews and the Spanish Inquisition and the Crusades? Not on human beings do I rely, nor on the Son of God. Who are they talking about? Okay, shh. So it was, think about that. We're under persecution. The Crusades have happened. We're under the sword. Our families have been killed and spread. And they're like, when we bring out this Torah, you know what we're going to say? We're going to say, not on a human do I rely, not on the Son of God. And then we'll pretend it comes from the Zohar. because we got to give it some justification. Anyway, that's my teaching on the meaning of Be'an Arachetz. We soften it today because we don't want the Christians to think we're angry at them. But we would have a right if we wanted to. So there we go. That and Aleinu was added to the service because Aleinu at the end of the service says the same thing, which is one of these days they're all going to bow down to the true God and not to the false gods that they bow down to. So Be'an Arachetz, Aleinu belong in the same place in the additions to the service in the medieval period out of an anger against the Muslims and the Christians who were persecuting us. And so here we go. We are ready for the